Hello folks, it's me, Jason Kirkman, all the way from Studio 312 in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where the women are beautiful and the men are honest-to-goodness gentlemen. Join me this hour on the Jason Kirkman Show as we go back in time, just a little bit, and reminisce about America in the good old days, the days of the nickel soda pop. Let's get started right here and now, bringing back the memories. That was Eddie Cochran with Something Else. Here's Fats Domino with I Hear Ya Knockin'.
You went away and left me long time ago. Now you come back knocking on my door. I hear you knocking. But you can't come in. I hear you knock. Go back where you've been. I beg you not to go, but you say goodbye. Now you come back telling all those lies. I hear you knock. But you can't come in. I hear you knocking. Go back where you've been.
Here's one my son found for me. Years might wrinkle the skin, but giving up enthusiasm wrinkles the soul.
Understand. stand? And baby, tell me, what's the gain? Am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Yeah. You ought to be ahead of letting me know. You ought to be ahead of tell me so. You ought to be here to prove it's true that I'm the only one for you. And baby, tell me, what's the gain? Am I the man?
Yes,
are driving me wild. But no, 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 I'm gonna wait until you're in my arms. I'm gonna wait until I have your charms. I'm gonna wait till you come to me and love it, love it like it ought to be. And baby, tell me once again, am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Yeah, girls in this big city, all of these girls, it's a pity for that. Are driving me wild. But no, 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 I'm gonna wait until you're in my arms. I'm gonna wait until I have your charms. I'm gonna wait till you come to me and love it, love it like it ought to be. And baby, tell me once again,
that was Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson himself with Am I the Man? Here's Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn with You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly.
Well, you're the reason I'm riding around on recap tires.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on wars.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
Well, you're the reason I've changed to beer from soda pop.
And you're the reason I never get to go to the beauty shop.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same. I guess that we won't ever have everything we need, 'cause when we get ahead, it's got a double mouth to feed.
And that's the reason that my good looks and my figure is gone.
And that's the reason that I ain't got no hair to comb.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Well, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
Shave and put on a clean pair of pants.
But Loretta, look at yourself. Now I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah, Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family anyway.
Oh, they did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
Well, I guess you might say they took after me.
It used to be that a man who saved money was considered a miser. Now, he's considered a wonder. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
do what a what up, do what a what up, do what a what up, do what a what up,
do what a what up, do what a what up, do what a what up, do what a what up.
She doesn't know I'm alive without her. I can't survive without she. Could only go for me. I could be so happy if she were by my side. I spent
That was The Larks with There Is a Girl. Here's a duet I'll bet you've never heard. It's Dean Martin and Buck Owens with Tiger by the Tail.
Yeah, well, I could only sing those hurting songs like you. I'd like to sing them like you, you know?
Well, the secret to singing a hurting tune is to look like you're real shook up.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, I usually play my electric guitar with wet hands.
Oh, that'll shake you up.
Now, if that doesn't do it, then you try to think of the saddest thing in your life.
Oh, that would be the day that my olive tree died. Yeah. Hey, let's sing one of your hits, huh? Okay.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning by the bay. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Say it!
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind that fits my dreams and plans.
Together!
Now the place we're living takes the wind from my sails. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Every night you drag me where the bright lights are found. There ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. I'm losing weight and turning kind of pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
The scene is a medical convention where some of the leading physicians are gathered to pay tribute to a Dr. Harry Hillary, the discoverer of a new medication. Well, unfortunately, Dr. Hillary was taken ill and sent over a last-minute replacement from his laboratory, a gentleman who hasn't made a speech since high school. Probably not even then.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. President, and good evening, doctors. Now, I'm not a speaker. But as you know, Dr. Harry Hillary was supposed to speak, but he couldn't make it, and believe you me, taking his place is having to fill a couple of awfully big shoes. I don't mean to imply that Dr. Hillary has big feet, just big shoes. Well, anyway, gentlemen, my laboratory has finally done it. They finally come up with it. The perfect, and I say perfect, tranquilizing pill. You can all see it there. It's just a small thing, but believe me, we've had soothing, calming, tranquilizing effects with it. It's different from the other tranquilizers on the market. It's a real departure. It's neither reserpine nor meprobamate nor chlorpromazine. We call ours simply be calm. Be calm with be calm. There's a slogan for you. In fact, with these pills, you can have four things. You can have calmness, confidence, happiness. And the fourth thing you can have with these pills is a good memory. Now, being calm, of course, has many advantages. It makes you steady of hand. This gives you a better penmanship and helps you to write better. In fact, you doctors. To prove the confidence they give you, we tried them out up at state prison, and let me just read you a paragraph from a letter the warden wrote us. I think I can remember it. No, I can't either. This is from the warden. After taking one of your pills, I let our worst man up out of solitary and permitted them to throw a party among themselves. Head guard Jenkins, who had put these men in solitary, took three of your pills and attended the party unarmed. He will be buried on Wednesday. Well, of course, the important thing is that he did enjoy the party. Well, the most amazing thing about these pills is that there are no side effects. As you know, some of the other pills do produce various side effects, but thank heavens, ours don't. Hush! Seem to be catching cold. Is there a doctor in the house? A little humor there. Anyway, as I say, there's no side effects with these pills, and we don't have to worry about putting labels on the bottles saying, causes drowsiness, do not take while driving, or anything like that. Anyway, I wish that Dr. Hillary could have been here, since he steered these experiments on the pill, but he couldn't make it. He's up at Smileview Sanitarium. He flipped his lid. They've got him on phenobarbital. They've got him on phenobarbital.
You treat me just as if I were a monkey in a cage. Your friends all think it's clever. They think it's the latest rage. They point at me behind my back and say, now ain't that cute? But when you get home tonight, you'll find your monkeys flew the coop. And I'll be walking the dog, living high on the hog, blowing, going, roaring every night. You'll find me strutting my stuff, yes, I'll be cutting a rug. Don't wait up, cause your monkey won't be home tonight. Whatever suits your fancy is what you think I should do. Jump up and down, turn round and round, and then jump through the hoop. But I should swing from limb to limb so everyone can see. Well, I may do some swinging, but it won't be from a tree. And I'll be walking the dog, living high on the hog, blowing, going, roaring every night. You'll find me strutting my stuff, yes, I'll be cutting a rug. Don't wait up, cause your monkey won't be home tonight. Don't wait up, cause your monkey won't be home tonight.
Earlier, that was Don Knotts with the Medical Convention, followed by Your Monkey Won't Be Home Tonight by Buck Owens. Here's Eddie Cochran with Sweetie Pie.
Well, she's my sweetie pie and the love of her soul. Well, she's my sweetie pie and the love of her soul. Well, she's the sweetest in the world, and she's my steady girl, cause she's my sweetie pie. Yo, yo, yo. Sweetie pie.
I would like to take this opportunity to remind you to go out this week and maybe even today and make some special memories with your kids.
when football season's over, I don't know what to do. I order me them football films and watch them, because I get to craving seeing them folks put them headgears on and strike one another. And the Ole Miss Mississippi State game is sold out 12 months ahead. Last year, there's 47,000 people there to see the University of Mississippi play Mississippi State. Grudge game. In the middle of the third quarter, a funeral procession passed back behind the stadium. And a feller got up in the stands and turned around and looked over the back of that stadium and put his hat over his heart and stood there still till the funeral passed. The feller sitting by him said, "Why, Joe, I didn't know you was that respectful. You must be a religious feller." He said, "Well, as the least I could do, I was married to her 40 years.
Listen, pretty baby, let's go out tonight. Tell your mama not to worry, everything's gonna be all right. Don't let me hear you talking, just be there when I call. It's what I do my way, or it won't be done at all. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say. Yeah, I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way. I was born a tiger, I always had my way. Nobody's gonna change me, this or any other day. Don't let me hear you argue when I say frog, you jump. 'Cause a woman ain't been born yet that can play me for a chump. Whoa, little girl, better hear what I say. Yeah, I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way. For no reasons, don't ever wonder why. When I walk away and leave you, I don't want to see you cry. Now I've done a lot of planning, got a lot of things to do. So don't give me no trouble, or you and I are through. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say. Yeah, I'm an easygoing guy, but I've always gotta have my way.
That was Elvis Presley and Burnin' Love, followed by Jerry Clower's Funeral Procession, and then My Way by Eddie Cochran. I'm Jason Kirtman, and I'm bringing back the Nickel Soda Pop. It's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy in America. That was Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers with I Want You to Be My Girl. Here's Elvis Presley singing Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't another quarter rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't ever caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't ever caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
A Florida mother and daughter who gave birth at the same hospital on the same day have returned home with their new babies together. Heather Pennicoff, age 40, and her 20-year-old daughter, Destiny Martin, discovered they were pregnant on the same day. They both delivered their babies in Fort Myers, Florida.
Somebody have mercy and tell me what is wrong with me. Somebody have mercy and tell me what is wrong with me. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand the things this woman do to me. Let me tell you, when I think about how she do me, the tears fall down like rain, like rain. When I think about how she do me, the tears fall down like rain, like rain. When I think I got her chained down, she starts acting up again. But oh, let me tell you, I'm going down to the bus station with a suitcase in my hand. Yes, I am. I'm going down to the bus station with a suitcase in my hand. Yes, I am. I'm gonna grab me an armful of greyhound and ride just as far as I can and blow that thing for me now. Yeah. Tell you one more time, somebody have mercy. I wonder what is wrong with me. Lord have mercy. Somebody have mercy. I wonder what is wrong with me. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand the things this woman do to me. Lord, blow that one more time while I tell them I'm standing here wondering, baby, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yes, I am standing wondering, baby, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yes, I am. Oh, I got a long way to get there, and I got a short time to go. One more time, oh, oh.
That was Sam Cooke with Somebody Have Mercy. Here's Along Comes Mary by The Association. Did you know that Americans consume 14 billion hamburgers a year? And hamburgers make up 60% of all sandwiches sold. That's a lot of beef.
There is a road in Spanish Harlem. But soft and sweet and rainy. There is a road in Spanish Harlem. A railroad's up in Spanish Harlem. Starts a fire there, and then I lose control.
as she grows in my garden.
That was Spanish Harlem by Benny King. Here's Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers with Goody Goody. I'd like to take this time to thank you for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd also like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. I'd like to thank 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and also 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. I'd like to thank the Leading Edge Radio Network and Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, that stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County, and they're out of Cairo, West Virginia. Also AM 1290, and I'd also like to thank Hawaiian Pacific Radio, Q-Star Radio, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM in Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia. I'd also like to thank AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California, and AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR out of Ringgold, Georgia. Also, Andrews Community Radio in Andrews, North Carolina, and The Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom. Thank you all so much for carrying The Jason Kirkman Show. I really do enjoy putting it together for all of you and all of the listeners wherever you might be in this great loving world we live in.
Give me the sun.
That was Mr. Excitement Jackie Wilson with Give Me You. I'd like to take this moment to thank the veterans. I know it's a little belated, but thank you, veterans, for making me and my fellow Americans freeborn. And with that, here's Jerry Reed with Freeborn Man.
Well, I was born down in the Southland, yes, I was. Some 20-odd years ago. Well, I ran away from home for the first time when I was only 4 years old. I'm a freeborn man. I got my home here on my back. Yes, I have. And I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. I got a gal in Cincinnati, a woman in San Antonio. I always loved the gal next door, but any place is home. I'm a freeborn man. I got my home here on my back. And I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. But you will like the way I'm gone. I'm a freeborn man. I got my home here on my back. And I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd also like to ask that you, when you get the chance, go to jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and visit all of the affiliate stations that carry the program. Their links are on the upper left-hand side of the homepage there. Also, while you're there, if you would, drop me a line, shoot me an email, or sign the guest book. Let me know that you're enjoying the Jason Kirkman program, and also let me know where you're from. I'd love to hear about it. Do you remember as a kid enjoying a wonderful, delicious, semi-nutritious snack? Peanut butter and banana sandwiches, or maybe peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Man, I love peanut butter. I do. I've got 6 jars up in my cabinet right now because I have a friend that goes to Albuquerque every now and then and gets me a few jars of a special brand that I can't get down here in southern New Mexico. And I love that stuff. I'm going to play a song for you right now by the Marathons called Peanut Butter. I hope you enjoy this old staple. Before I leave you, I want to encourage you to take someone special this week, maybe even before the day's out, and make some memories. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station.
Early in the morning.
tomorrow.